The man who was a true believer said, "O my people, follow me. I shall guide you to the right way. O my people, the life of this world is only temporary enjoyment, while the abode of hereafter is everlasting. The one who does evil shall be recompensed to that extent of the evil done. And the one who is a believer and does good deeds, whether man or woman, shall enter the paradise and therein receive sustenance without measure. And O my people, how is it that I call you to salvation while you call me to the fire? You invite me to deny Allah and commit shirk with him, of which I have no knowledge, while I bid you to worship the Almighty, the All-Forgiving. No doubt, you call me towards those who can neither grant me my request in this world nor in the hereafter. In fact, we all have to return back to Allah, and the transgressors are the ones who shall go to hell. Soon you will remember what I have told you. I am entrusting my affairs to Allah. Surely Allah is ever watchful over his servants." So Allah saved that believer from all those evil plots that the people devised against him, and the people of Pharaoh were overtaken by a horrible scourge. It is the fire of hell before which they are presented morning and evening, and on the day when the hour of their judgment will come, it will be commanded, "Make the people of Pharaoh to enter the severest punishment." Then imagine that time when these people will start arguing with each other in the fire, and the weak followers will say to the arrogant leaders, "We were your followers. Can you now save us from some of these flames?" The arrogant leaders will reply, "We are all in it together. Allah has already judged between his servants." Also, imagine when the dwellers of the fire will ask the keepers of hell, "Pray to your Rabb for relieving our punishment, at least for one day." The keepers of hell will ask, "Did there not come to you Rasuls with clear revelations?" "Yes," they will answer. The keepers of hell will say, "Then pray yourselves." But vain shall be the prayer of the disbelievers.